Open. I come from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. And you know, last after Fukushima crisis, nuclear crisis in Fukushima, almost the developed country in the world, they stopped nuclear power. But also they have some idea about if you yield continue to yield the nuclear power, that means you can reduce the greenhouse gas emission. So in your presentation, I also hear about that. You talk about the nuclear power plant, but I want to know about your idea. If we should to continue to build the nuclear power plant, or we should stop it for the prevent the potential risk in the future for the area we build the nuclear power plant.
This is quite difficult to say that, but in my opinion, we may not avoid this nuclear, but it may be 20 or 30 years when we run out of other resources. It depends whether you have enough resource. In my opinion, in GMS country, even though we don't have nuclear, we still have sufficient energy supply, adequate, with high security and affordable. But I'm not going to rule out the possibility of nuclear power. And we have to be prepared. I think in Fukushima, there's a more concern with nuclear safety, nuclear disaster preparedness and mitigation and disasters. I know that Thailand has been delayed for 3 years. Vietnam, no announcement. They continue, but no announcement, anything. The delay or continue like that. Very quiet, you know, like that. In other countries, I think they still rely, like Korea, Taiwan, they don't have enough. India, you know, but those countries, you know, we expect more and more development. I think if you talk about only GMS context, I think we're still on the safe side. We don't want to have, we can have some outside. There are many issues like nuclear safety, waste, nuclear waste cycling, you know, public acceptance, site selection and location. Not to talk about from PA, you know, even when we go and do some survey, you know, people just do not want. We get people to just only the survey potential site, they do not allow them to get into. And become this when it's become political problem, difficult to solve. You know, it's not only technical, it's not politics and social problems, you know, trust this and that. But I think from the safe side, I think if we promote more and more hydropower in those Laos and Myanmar, I think we are on the safe side. Thank you. I don't say yes or no because it's a difficult question. So, any comments? I remember you from China, right? We met in these people. We met before, right? I remember you at the Amari Airport. They are open. Yes. Any comments? Any others from other countries? We are fortunate to have Dr. Samrat is here. I think I believe that he's now very especially in wastewater. If you have any other concern on this issue, I think you're
yes, my name is Huy, and I also come from Vietnam, and related to environment and global warming and climate change. I'd like to ask a question. At the moment, Thailand is facing with climate change, as you see last year. And I would like to ask you that whether Thailand have which ISIL plan would you be glad to change?
Climate change, national plan for climate change.
Maybe.
It would take us to view that in Thailand we also have that strategies about that. We have the Office of Natural Resources and Environmental Planning, which set up a kind of public organization, so called GTO, Thailand Global Warming, something like that, which is a kind of a dispute that tries to think about that, how we can use the CDM, the development mechanisms, to improve climate change, adaptation measures, or mitigation measures, about that, that we have that. But so far, it's not yet, I would say that it's not that national agenda yet. It is only under the ministry, it's not yet the national agenda to work against climate change.
I think in terms of the global, we have been promoting a lot. We have, in terms of the energy sector, we promote a lot of using ethanol to replace or at least to supplement the normal. In terms of electricity sector, we promote a lot of the so-called VSPP, very small power producer, less than 10 megawatts, by providing additional, we call adder. So we can get like 8 watts for solar, or now it's 6.5 watts per unit. So that is also under the national agenda. Unfortunately, we have started this something really in 1990 in terms of using coal generation, in terms of using biomass or SPP, small power producers, providing heat and even in Suvarnabhumi Airport, it's also CHP
providing.
So we can see that we continue, even though government change and the energy policy is remaining the same. And we promote this bioethanol, bioenergy because of the farming. The farmers can also have the pricing in terms of agriculture. So I think they have more money and have better leading quality of life. So it's continuing, and I would say that even like ESM, demand side management, is also replaced out in the future. Now everyone is using fluorescent lamp and then apples, so we phase out in the future. We have a label of number 5 in many appliances like refrigerator, in the air condition, and other. So I think there's more energy efficient type of equipment or appliances in Thailand. So this type of thing have to work together and also public awareness, you know, and a lot of starting from the young generation. And also in terms of infrastructure, we try to reduce the using of private vehicles by having more underground or sky training, you know, moving from different cities and other. It's on the pipeline. In the next 5 to 10 years, I see that Thailand will put a lot of investment on many new infrastructure. And those infrastructure, of course, will have to be more energy efficient. There used to be also another CDM project, which unfortunately we call 1,000 NGB bus. We replace all these, inefficient diesel, you know, and replace by it. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to, or even some of the motorcycles. In Vietnam, there are a lot of motorcycles using on the street. In Ho Chi Minh, I would say that if you have to cross the street, you have to know, how not to get hit, you know. Walk like that and motorcycle will not hit you. But don't stop and go like that. Keep walking, you know. And then they will take it. So similarly, we also have some projects also on CDM replacing this motorcycle with electric. Again, but we need some charging and battery and others. So any questions? There are also a lot of good opportunities. I talked to with the Secretary General regarding social business and social enterprise. It's also come. I just talked to Kumi Chai, Bureau of ITR last week. I think his nickname is Thunder of Metaphor. He's very successful at why Thailand has so low growth rate. Because he used to promote a lot of condom for birth control. And we are afraid that we are now in the verge of aging society. Aging means we have more aging population than the young generation, which is happening in Japan already. When we are entering into aging society, in the old days, couple have 4 or 5 children, now one. In China, not more than 1 or 2. In Singapore, they promote to be one. And there's a contraction of population. And less taxpayers, because they, like in Japan, the young generation, they complain they have to pay more tax to support the old generation. I think that's aging. And don't expect your young children to take care when you are old, because they are hands full. Even they take care of themselves, they're still suffering. So we have to take care of ourselves. So we are entering into the aging society, and there's a lot of potential for this as well. So I think that there's potentially to do more on social business and social enterprise, and there's an opportunity for doing this type of project. Create awareness, but we have to find mechanisms. AT also has set up our own Luna Center at AIT. As Professor Muhammad Anwar, who is the founder of Kramin One, and there's more opportunity that I work on this project as well as working with each other. And he has set up his own secondary school in Buriram and in Pattaya. It's more or less lifelong learning, and this type of rather than just doing. I feel that in the future we have to know more than just one discipline. Just to know, specialize in only one discipline, I think it's not enough. You have to know more in finance, you have to know more in environment, you have to know more in social business, and you need to be more versatile. To be surviving in a more competing society. There's a last question, then I will give you my presentation.
I'm Tung from Vietnam, and I'm very happy to be there because I'm an AIT alumni. And more happy because Dr. Warakon is my advisor. So I have a question for you for the Savory Hydropower plant. So I heard that and I know that in this power plant we have some ideas. It's better if not to contract the hydro power plant at the Savory because of the environment matter and biology matter. So what do you think about that? Thank you.
It's gone to the Michael Legal Commission already, and the process is continuing. So we have to go through the process of at least 1995 joint Michael Legal. So every project has to go, and Lars also agreed to enter and also to see
artists from there.
Okay, there may be some artists. We try to take care of most of them, but there may be some artists concerned from the local affected communities as well as the downstream members. Again, you know, these two are the most affected. So we have to consult with them and see what are the other concerns from this project. But from what I told you at the beginning, this is not the big dam, it's runoff river. Whatever water comes, we let them flow. We just put another 8 meters and then let water flow to drive it down. And there may be some other concern that has to do with the consultation process. Not only this, but there are 3 additional projects, 1 Vietnam and 2 China. So all projects have to go through this. As long as is this international river, like if it's inner, it's okay, just take care of local.
Thank you.
So I think that maybe this is up.
So may I request Kun Tham Sing Bun Yong to be our representative to say something to associate Professor Dr. V. Lagon and Dr. Namara, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am the counting leaders from now, and the representative from Indian County. We are very great to really get it to your warm welcome to this year. And we want to say thank you to the Dr. Vilekon and your team to give us a very good presentation and help us improve our knowledge. Thank you. And we have one thing for you.